This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 6:41 on the evening edition. You are with Kelvin, Israel, and Cam. In the meantime, though, we're moving on to our next story, and it's from the Malaysian Reserve, and it's on unemployment from across the causeway. Human Resources Minister Dato Sri M. Saravanan announced that nearly 16,000 Malaysians who work in Singapore have lost their jobs. The top three sectors affected were services, manufacturing, and construction.
That's right. So this is despite government efforts to partially reopen borders to allow workers in Johor to commute, namely through the periodic commuting arrangement and the reciprocal green lane.
So this, of course, adds to the already high national unemployment rate from the MCO. But there are some questions here, right? How might the government have to rethink existing employment policies and maybe find a way to create more local jobs moving forward, and specifically, I think, affecting those who are in Johor?
Yeah.
Yeah, 16,000 jobs in Johor, in JB. And also, the exchange rate now is what, 3-1? So the salaries that you can earn in Singapore are so much better. But it'll be interesting, I think, to burrow down into these numbers and break them down a bit more and see if we can get an insight into what they actually really mean for the Singapore economy.
Yeah, and I think at this point in time, you know, they are going through one of their worst recessions ever. At least this is coming from one of the reports, I believe, from Bloomberg. And it's really forcing the city state to rethink how the companies there specifically are going to expand and how they're going to hire moving forward, right? And that's really changed with the sentiment coming directly even from the government. You know, back in a televised election debate in July, a Minister of Foreign Affairs, Vivian Balakrishnan, had said that the only reason we have foreigners here is to give an extra wind in our sails when the opportunity is there. And then he went on to say, now we are in a storm and we need to shed ballast. And this is applying to any sort of foreigner, Malaysians included, they are working in Singapore. And we are also seeing just among opposition parties that they've really gone more or less on the lines of Singapore jobs for Singaporeans, right? It's not as succinct as that, but they've really just wanted to go along that line. So I think sentiment there is really just moving away from, yes, we want foreigners and we want their talent and we want all these human resources, but I don't think that will be the case moving forward.
Yeah, and I think the specific case that's affecting Malaysians in Johor sort of has an added element of immediacy, doesn't it? This employment, because so many people have been used to, you know, going through the trouble to go to Singapore, you know, waking up, braving the traffic, going through that every day in the morning, in the evening, and I think, you know, and precisely what Cam says, because that exchange rate is so attractive to them, and it really does change things for their households and families. So I think that when it comes to the government or the private sector trying to find a way to create more local jobs in Johor to replace these, you know, how can they also do it in such a way where they can draw you know, Malaysians and attract them, but without perhaps the pay that they're used to.
Well, you know, obviously Johor, JB in particular, lives inside the economic gravitational pull of Singapore. And it'll be interesting to find out if this enormous job loss of 16,000 is the harbinger of a new relationship, perhaps, between Singapore and Malaysia. And indeed, if these jobs will ever come back, I think the majority of them are in the services, which would include retail and what are services? Retail,
maybe
restaurants,
part of tourism and so on.
Yeah, exactly. And does this say something about Singapore's economy itself? And so, yes, will these jobs come back if you base your entire economy and indeed cultural life on Singapore? Then it'll be interesting to see where this is going.
So after this, we're going to get some insights from Dr. Cassie Lee, senior fellow at the ICCU Ishak Institute, for some insights. stay tuned for that conversation. It's the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 6:48. You are with Kelvin, Hezrul and Cam on the Evening Edition. We're talking about how nearly 16,000 Malaysians who worked in Singapore have lost their jobs. And we're just going to look at the situation together with Dr. Cassie Lee, Senior Fellow at the IC's Yusof Ishak Institute. Dr. Cassie, thank you so much for joining us today. Now, to start off, how have job opportunities in Singapore contributed to the Malaysian economy pre-COVID-19?
Right. There's no official statistics on the number of Malaysians working here, but it is fairly substantial. And in two ways, some workers are basically residing in Singapore and some travel on a daily basis across the causeway. And Malaysian workers also work at very, very different levels. In terms of skills and occupational groups, right? So it is an important job market for Malaysians, you know, irrespective of whether they are residing across the causeway or whether they are residing in Singapore, either as employment pass holder or as permanent residents.
How does the recent unemployment rate for Malaysians in Singapore affect the current state of the national economy?
Well, Singapore economy is very service oriented, and in this pandemic time, the services sector is one of the hardest hit, and also because the Singaporean economy is such an open economy. It has the most open economy among the 10 ASEAN countries, with the trade ratio, which is import-exports divided by GDP, exceeding 200%. So when you have a global economic contraction triggered by COVID-19, Singapore is one of the countries that is badly hit. And also the country's dependence on tourism is another factor that actually worked against Singapore this time around. The borders have not completely opened. There's almost zero tourists coming in. So this factor has been badly affected. In terms of the Malaysian workers, quite a number work in the services sector. And when times are bad, we had during the circuit breaker, when the shops were closed, people were working from home, a lot of the business basically could not maintain the hiring of these workers, actually. So resulting in that sort of retrenchment, I think, that we have seen.
Do you expect the unemployment numbers to increase?
The unemployment will continue to be a problem. It's too difficult to forecast at this point what is the trend quarterly to quarterly. Economies are quite reluctant to do that. But a lot of this policy discussion are premised upon a continued sort of like continued weakening of the economy, I think. Initially people talk about a V-shaped recovery, which that means a sharp recovery. There's less discussion on that these days. A lot of people, analysts, policymakers, are expecting a more, difficult time ahead and more sustained kind of like weak economy. So that would mean that employment opportunities would not recover that quickly in the coming months.
Statistics by the Malaysian High Commission in Singapore indicated that Malaysian workers in the service sector were hit the most, affecting over 11,000 people, followed by the manufacturing sector with over 3,600 workers and construction with close to 1,000 workers. Is this a temporary thing?
Well, is this a temporary thing? Yes. Yes or no, because it really depends on what lies ahead in the future, right? construction for some time, for example, due to the COVID-19 cases in the dormitories, construction slowed down significantly, especially in the second quarter, I think. Some construction work has begun to resume, but not on full scale, based on anecdotal observation. Like I say, services sector also have recovered a little bit, I think. So it's quite difficult to say ahead, but there are some, there are some indication that the third quarter might be slightly better than the second quarter, I think.
Now, 11,000 over jobs lost for the service sector is a huge number. Are they from the F&B or does it come from the retail sector?
Well, like what you say, it's probably from primarily from services sector, some from manufacturing, and some also from construction, I think. These are the sectors that are badly affected. The numbers are consistent with the numbers that the Singaporean government have released. For example, you have seen the Ministry of Manpower statistics that were cited in the Straits Times, for example, talk about temporary layoffs of amounting to more than 40,000 workers from January to June this year, bulk of which are foreigners. So it's consistent with the stats that the Malaysian High Commission has announced, actually. Yeah.
I wonder, how do you think this might shape conversations on creating local jobs, given that Singapore may not be a reliable job market anymore for Malaysians, at least in the near future?
I think it's all about business cycle, I think. If there is a fair amount of debate in Singapore about this issue, and the government here, and rightly so, have emphasized that Singapore needs to remain open to attract good human capital. That's one of the comparative advantage of the country if it wants to maintain or enhance its position as a hub for digital economy, transport, finance, and banking. So some of the skilled workers will continue to I think be, you know, a lot of effort will continue to be put to maintain and attract them. The lower skilled workers would be a big challenge, and some of this will depend on the business cycle. One of the things we saw, we have seen in pandemic, is the asymmetric or unequal effect of pandemic 19 on the economy in terms of the kind of jobs that are lost, right? Most of the jobs are lost are people that need to work in on-site and with a relatively less skill level profile, actually. People that have worked in office or people who work in offices can work from home, less affected by the pandemic. So an interesting issue would be how does this unequal impact on different types of workers reflected in the profile of Malaysian workers in Singapore, I think.
And what is the sentiment currently like in Singapore towards Malaysians working there?
I think Malaysian workers are an important source of labor inputs in the economy, I think, will continue to be so in the future, right? In that sense, I think it's positive. What is happening is an outcome of the current economic situation.
And moving forward, at least on Malaysia's side, what kind of policies might the federal or state government have to roll out to mitigate the impact of job losses in Singapore?
Well, they have been emphasizing on giving support to businesses itself in maintaining the employment of workers and also in financial assistance to companies. So it's also about not just supporting workers directly through cash transfers, but also supporting companies that hire these workers. There's also a lot of emphasis on the need to consider upgrading and retraining of workers, I think. So policies that are not necessarily just looking at the current impact, but seeing it as an opportunity to basically retrain your workers for the ongoing changes that has been going on in terms of skills, technology, human capital, industry 4.0, that sort of things. So there is also not just a business cycle-induced unemployment, but the changes in the economic structure that is an ongoing process due to technological advancement. So this has been going on even before COVID-19, and these are continued to be re-emphasized, actually.
Dr. Cassie, thank you so much for your insights. That was Dr. Cassie Lee, Senior Fellow at the IC's Yusof Ishak Institute. We have the 7 p.m. news coming up. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.